بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكل انسان الزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامه كتابا يلقاه منشورا. اقرا كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. صدق الله العظيم. In tonight's Tarawih, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we heard Surah Bani Israel and Surah Al-Kahf. Surah Al-Kahf, most of it was recited tonight, and tomorrow we'll hear the completion, inshallah. This is the 15th para, 15th juz of the Holy Quran that we heard tonight in Tarawih. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences the Surah Bani Israel with the word Subhana. And just to refresh in our memories, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word subhana throughout the Holy Quran in many verses, which simply means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all type of defects, shortcomings. Allah is absolutely pure. Allah does not have any weaknesses whatsoever. Allah has no deficiencies in Him. Allah is absolutely pure. We say Allah Pak. In Urdu we say Allah Pak. What does it mean? Allah is pure. Allah is free from any blemish, from any shortcomings, any naqais, any uyub, any defects. Allah is absolutely pure. And he comments Surah Bani Israel with the discussion of the Mi'raj, which we have heard many times in Rajab also. We hear the incident of Mi'raj. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the verse that I recited, Allah says, in every man, every human being, we have bound him with the records of his deeds around his neck. Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi explains in many of the mufassirin that what is the maqsood, what is meant in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created man. Allah has sent us into this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do good and to refrain from evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deputed angels, عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٍ, two angels who write down the actions and deeds of every person. The angel on the right writes all the hasanat, the good deeds. The angel on the left writes all the sayyi'at, the bad deeds. In one verse, in the Amma Para, we hear quite frequently, kiraman katibin, ya'lamuna ma taf'alu. So these two angels, kiraman katibin, they know exactly what we are doing, and they write down every single action that we are doing in this world. So these actions that are recorded by these angels, as mentioned by Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, when he read the verse, عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٍ, he says, as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, يَبْنَ Adam, O man, بَسَطُ كِتَابَكَ, I have opened your book, that is, the book of deeds. I have opened it out to you. The angels are busy writing down. The angel on the right is writing the hasanat, the good deeds. The angel on the left is writing and recording all your evil deeds. The moment you pass away, then these book of deeds are closed. It is closed. And when it is closed, then it is put around your neck. We have animals. At the time of Qurbani, we fasten these animals with a rope around the neck of the animal. So when something is fastened and chained or tied around his neck, then it adheres, it clings to that particular thing that has been tied with. So these book of deeds, they are as though put around our necks when a person passes away and goes with him into the qabr. Then Allah says, وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, we will remove you on the day of qiyamah, or we will remove for this person on the day of qiyamah, kitab, this book of deeds now, which was tied around his neck, it will now be opened in front of him. يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا, he will see it now open, everything. Absolutely crystal clear in front of him, in black and white. Allah will say, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكُ. Man, O insan, read your book of deeds now. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. You are the best recorder, or one, the word hasib actually means one person who checks something, he takes his stock, taking of something, he records something, he counts something. A muhasib in Arabic is an accountant. So one who keeps a record, he checks everything, how we take stock, taking of our goods, and every single item is taken stock of. Like that, Allah will tell man that now you check every single action that you committed. And you are the best of recorders. You are the best of counters. You are the best of accountant, Allah is saying. You check it yourself. This is sufficient proof for yourself. مَنِ اهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever is guided, he is guided for his own benefit. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلِيهَا. Whoever goes astray, then he will see the consequences of his misguidance. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةُ وِزْرَ أُخْرَ. Allah reminds us that every person will carry his own burden on the day of Qiyamah. No person can carry the deeds of any other person. The Quran talks about a person, يَوْمَ يَفِرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. A man runs away from his own brother. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. From his parents. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِي. From his wife and children on the day of Qiyamah. What will every person be saying? Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. So when these deeds are opened, like in another verse which we heard today, يَوْمَ نَدْعُوا كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. Every person will be called on the day. يَوْمَ نَدْعُوا. We will call every person بِإِمَامِهِمْ. Imam either means the messenger or his kitab. يَوْمَ نَدْعُوا كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. فَمَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. And that person who is given his kitab, his book of deeds in his right hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he will be told to read his book. And when he reads his book, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَقْرَؤُونَ كِتَابَهُمْ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. Allah will not oppress any person, even equivalent to the tiny little piece of or the date, the cover of the date that we see, the date pit. Allah will not oppress any person, even a tiny little bit, not even in the weight of an atom. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Every single person, he will see his book of deeds and he will see his a'mal in front of him on the day of Qiyamah. Even a good deed which is equivalent to the weight of a tiny little atom, he will see it. And even a bad deed, so insignificant and small, so tiny, equivalent to a small atom, he will see that. So Allah never oppresses any person. Everything is recorded. We have computers today. And we have so much of faith on those computers. And the recordings. Take a calculator and we calculate. And we see, we have faith in that calculation and the calculator. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will see, I had angels to write. And everything is written. And if you think that we have not calculated correctly, calculate it yourself now. A person will confess it, acknowledge every single sin he committed. And now Allah will make him remember that night, that particular sin. You remember? Yes, Allah. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah make us understand the seriousness of our a'mal being written down. And towards the end, وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّةً. Every single person will be in a row presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like how we were born and we came into this world, like that now we'll be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. Now this book of deeds will be placed in front. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ. Allah says, you will see the sinners, those who transgressed. Some mufassirin say this is reference to the kuffar. And others say it means sinners, those who have transgressed the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mushfiqeen. They'll be fearful. They'll be trembling before Allah. Why? Mimma fihi. With what has been recorded, what has been written in those books. وَيَقُولُونَ. And when they will see all those deeds written, what will they say? Ya waylatana. Woe be to us. They will cry destruction upon themselves. Woe be upon us. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ What is the matter with this book? In other words, every single, this book is so, has calculated and recorded everything so accurately, so precisely. لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا It has not left behind a single minor deed, nor any big deed, any major deed, except that it has recorded it. إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا And they will find everything that they did in this world present before them on the day of Qiyamah. Allah says again, وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never oppresses any person. So we are reminded of our Nama Ya Amal, the book of deeds which are being written. In one verse Allah talks about, or in a few verses, especially in the Amma Bara, when a person is given his book of deeds in his right hand, that's a sign of his being successful. May Allah give us our kitabs, a book of deeds in our right hand. It's a symbol, it's a sign that he is successful. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ He'll be in perpetual bliss and happiness. But that person who is given his book of deeds either in his left hand, بِشِمَالِهِ or in one verse, وَرَاءِ ذَهْرِ from behind. When you give something very important and something somebody has done well, you give it to him in his right hand. And the person who has failed, you don't care, you just throw the book to him. Like in a school, child has done bad, failed miserably, he just takes the book and just flings it to him. Like that, this kitab thrown to you. Allah protect us. So everything is recorded. And therefore, we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this month of Ramadan is the best month to reflect and ponder. It's a pity we don't understand the verses of the Quran being recited in Taraweeh Salah. Years have gone by and still we fail to understand what Allah is discussing in His Kitab. Nonetheless, just this brief synopsis of these few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the amal being recorded and everything is in a book and it will not be detached from man. Not that it will be lost. Sometimes we have things even computed today. And we need a backup. And so many times we don't even find that. And things are lost, files are missing. Things have been deleted. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book of deeds, which have been recorded, the angels write precisely. Yes, it is a different matter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy, and infinite kindness and love for us, that those deeds which were recorded by the angels, when a person makes sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, genuine sincere tawbah, he cries, he repents, he makes amends, he asks Allah for forgiveness, then Allah wipes it out. Allah wipes out those sins. Allah makes those angels forget. Allah wipes it out of the book deeds. So there will be no proof against him on the day of Qiyamah. But that's a different matter. And sometimes even though the deeds are presented to us and there are bad deeds reflecting in those books, on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah wishes to show mercy to any person, then Allah still has the right to do so. And there is a riwayat of a person whom Allah calls very closely. And Allah says, Allah shows him only his minor sins that he committed. And Allah blocks all the major sins. And Allah shows him. And Allah makes him confess. Did you not perform this particular deed certain day, certain time, certain with a certain person? He says, yes Allah, yes, yes. Why? I rather acknowledge, he says to himself, I rather confess these minor sins. I can't see the big sins written here. Let me just get away with the minor sins. And then Allah tells him, listen, all these minor sins out of my mercy for you. I've changed these minor sins into good deeds for you. The moment he hears this, and he sees the munificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the abounding mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, oh Allah, but I recall having performed major sins. I don't see those recorded here. In the hope that Allah will then transform the major sins into major good deeds. Allah then smiles at him. Allah says, I have forgiven you completely. But respected brothers and elders, we do not know what our condition will be on the day of Qiyamah. We have life now. We have time to make amends. Let us be mindful that Kiram and Katibin are writing all these deeds. And everything is recorded in this book. And everything will be presented to us on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. It's impossible to give even the other verses, but very briefly I will just mention a few important things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed. If I counted correctly, I think it's about 12 things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed, particularly where He spoke about worshipping only Him. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Only worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not committing any shirk whatsoever. And the second thing, that we should be good, obedient to our parents. We should be merciful and kind to our parents. And we know the details. Then Allah Ta'ala discussed about giving the people their rights, especially the close relatives, and then the poor, and the musafir. Then Allah talks about wasting, making israf, and being extravagant. Allah says these are the brothers of shaitan, those who waste, those who are extravagant. Allah does not want us to be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then He has spoken about spending also. So one is we spend, one is spend excessively for no reason, and one is we are miserly. Allah does not want us to take either. Don't be spend too much, and neither should we be miserly. Take the moderate path. And Allah talks about rosy comes from Him, and He has also explained about not killing your children. We know in the time of the Arabs, in the time of Jahiliyyah, pre-Islam, the Arabs would bury their own daughters alive. Why? Because they had this fear that now, one was that these daughters will grow up and they will get married and they will be sent off to somebody else's home and they will be of no benefit, they rather have sons. But the other reason was because of poverty. And they felt they have children and they have to provide for these children. Allah says, that's not the case. خَشْيَةَ imlaq. Don't have fear of poverty. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ. We provide for your children and وَإِيَّاكُمْ in for you also. So إِنَّ قَطْلَهُمْ كَانَ خِطَأً كَبِيرًا. It's a very grave sin to kill your children. Then Allah speaks about وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Don't even go near zina and fornication. Allah speaks about then killing a person unjustly. And then He's spoken about taking the wealth and usurping the wealth and property of a yatim. So we should be kind to a yatim. And then He spoke about weighing and measuring. So when we weigh and measure. And also He's spoken about وَأُوفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ, fulfilling our promises. So these are various social etiquettes and dealings that we have in society when it comes to weighing, measuring. We should not deceive. We should not cheat the people. Allah says, that is the sirat al-mustaqim. وَزِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And you weigh accurately. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. Allah has even spoke about pursuing things that we have no knowledge of. Things that you and I should not bother and probe into. But we sit with those things and we busy investigate and examine those things which are not going to be beneficial to us. In fact, it will be harmful if we probe into those matters. Allah talks about that we are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna sam'a, our hearing, our seeing, our hearts, everything regarding all these organs and limbs that Allah has given us, we will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. Then Allah spoke about walking on the earth with humility. Allah says, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Don't walk on the earth with pride. If you think you're going to strut and you're going to walk with such pomp and arrogance, you will never be able to tear this earth. You will never be able to split this earth asunder. وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. If you walk high with your heads high in the sky, you will never reach the sky, Allah says. You won't reach the mountains. All these things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has discussed in some of these verses tonight. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. There are so many other verses, but if Allah give us tawfiq, some other time we'll discuss. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to spend our remaining days of Ramadan in making tawbah, istighfar, and prepare now for the last 10 nights. Those who sit for sunnah i'tikaf, mubarak to them. Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Those who are not going to sit for sunnah i'tikaf, but make sure that we spend these nights in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Refrain from all sin. Remind ourselves of these verses that we are speaking about. We've heard throughout our lives. This is the time when we need to implement these advices. And inshallah, the barakat of Ramadan will be such, it will be long lasting. It will linger for a long period inshallah, if we bring this into our lives. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.